On the first Sunday of Lent each year, we hear proclaimed from one of the Gospels the story of Jesus' temptation in the desert. As he begins his public ministry shortly after he is baptized, he sort of goes on a retreat of 40 days into the desert, into the wilderness, which is a place of aloneness. And being alone, it's a good place to pray, to think, and to ponder. The wilderness is also a place where you don't expect to find a lot of comforts. There are not a lot of provisions that you will find in the desert. And so one comes face to face with doubts and insecurities and one's limitations. And of course, one of the things that you won't find a lot of is food. And our gospel says for Jesus fasted for those 40 days and 40 nights. And so he would naturally be hungry. And that was the very first temptation that Jesus was faced with. Satan attacked Jesus when he was most vulnerable. He says to him, "Satisfy your hunger. Go ahead and eat. Turn these stones into loaves of bread. You can do it. You're God." But Jesus responds by saying that one does not live on bread alone, but rather on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. That answer of Jesus invites us to consider how we nourish our hearts and our lives. What do we live on? We live in a society that is materialistic and hedonistic, where the attitude is me first, where everything and everybody else that exists out there exists for me alone. Everything is subordinate to me, and therefore to be used for my benefit and my advantage. But it's really, in a sense, the same trap that Adam and Eve fell into in the garden. God had created them in his own image and likeness. He placed his very life within them and within us. And God surrounded them with all sorts of blessings, all good things. Then he placed them right smack dab in the Garden of Paradise, the Garden of Eden. But that wasn't good enough for them. They wanted more. More than they could have. And Satan, the same Satan that went after Jesus in the desert, went after Adam and Eve. He planted the temptation. They have this conversation back and forth, and Satan says, "Did God really tell you not to eat the fruit of those trees?" And they said, "Only one tree." And Satan says, "You know why he did that? Because he knows that when you eat the fruit of that one tree, you will become gods. You will be God too." You see, Satan is the master of alternative facts. But the truth is that there is only one God. And they weren't him. There is only room for one God. And when we try to equate ourselves with him, we end up pushing him out of our lives. We cannot be more than who God created us to be. Good, but not perfect. Talented and gifted, but not without faults and shortcomings. With a real zest for life, but mortal. Human, and no matter how hard we try, not divine. Jesus showed us in the desert that we need to discover the truth of who we really are. And so as we travel with Jesus through this 40-day retreat that we call Lent, we are challenged to get in touch with the person God created us to be. Let us sincerely ask ourselves, what do we live on? What keeps us going? Is it possessions, prestige and honor, the need to be in control, the need for security, addictions? Or is it instead the desire to listen to God's word, directing us to be the best that God created us to be? Satan is still out there, working as hard on us as he tried to work on Jesus. But the father of lies is always overcome by the truth of the word of God.